Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears. Well, hi everyone, it's Patricia Walby from Alchemy Therapies, My Emotional Audit, and all the various books and courses that I've produced over the years. And today I want to give you an update on two things. Methylene blue, which has come to my attention. I did a video on it, which I'll link in. I did a video on the theory, but I want to talk a little bit more about the actual practice today and want to show you it because it's arrived. How can I do this without showing a brand? There we are. Methylene blue comes in a dropper bottle. Very importantly, very well wrapped. It had plastic around it, then it had bubble wrap, then it was in a cardboard box with a this way up sign. Why do they take such care? Because this is a dye, all right? We're using it therapeutically here, but it's basically, it was a dye that was developed in the late 19th century to dye clothes blue. And it took over from the natural dye, which was indigo. And so if you get one drop of this anywhere, it will stain. And so very important to check that the lid is tight, you know. I have a bit of a habit of leaving things untightened. Drop a bottle. I've got here a glass of celery juice, which I take every day. It's alkalizing. It's very good for the thyroid. It's supposed to be very good for high blood pressure if you've got hypertension. I tend towards the higher side now. I used to be very low, but I've gone the other way. As you can see, it's quite green. But I'm just going to add some methylene blue. So take a look at the color there. I'm going to add. Now, I started on one drop a day. I'm now up to three. I'm just going to do one and show you the difference. There we are. It's dropping through. You kind of see that's gone very much deeper. All right, let's do the remaining two. One, two. Okay, screw up the bottle. Store safely. Okay, and just let that. You can actually see how dark that is now. Now, a problem with taking this can be that it dyes your tongue blue. But that, well, that tends to be higher doses, so 20 drops or more. And if you put it directly on the tongue, obviously it's going to dye your tongue blue. Let's see what happens. I'm not gonna drink it all right now. For brevity, I'm just gonna do this bit. Oh, a little bit blue, not too bad. You can actually take it with vitamin C, which does help to mitigate the blueness. It will make it go more greeny. But since I'm doing it with celery anyway, it's fairly easy. So you just add this to whatever you normally drink in the day. I wouldn't suggest putting it in tea or coffee, but if you drink a juice or any form of water, whether alkalized water or just regular water. And I would say, although the dosaging is really important, you don't want to overdose. That will have very bad effects if you do that. It becomes pro-oxidant if you overdose, and you're looking basically to do roughly 0.5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. And now a 1% solution enables you to calculate that fairly easily. I gave all the details of that last time. I included a link in the description, which enables you to calculate that. But I'm starting super, super low because I'm a highly sensitive person. And that doesn't mean I'm just very touchy. It means that my system doesn't respond well to change and will overestimate threats. So changes in supplements or foods or temperature or anything, I have to go gently, gently, gently and work my way up. I never start at a full dose of anything. All right. So have I noticed any effects? Well, no, not yet. Obviously, it's a little bit too soon to say. I'm on, I guess, day five. And it's going to be probably 3 weeks before I get up to full dose. So I will report back on that. But just to say, so far, so good. Nice and easy. So simple. Yes, it's very, very blue. Okay, but what's it trying to do? Well, it's trying to actually become an electron cycler in your energy system, which is going to affect everything that uses energy. So that's digestion, immunity, your cognitive capacity, which is the big pro for someone in middle age, is to try and boost my mental capacity and avoid the inevitable. Is it? I don't know. Inevitable? Possibly not. Maybe it's something you can actually prevent, but the decline that I witnessed with my mum when she went into vascular dementia in her last couple of years, largely triggered, it has to be said, by the isolation brought on by lockdown. I think she would have been okay, probably. But it's in the family, so I want to make sure I don't get it. My aunt had it as well, her twin, much more severely. I think hers was more an Alzheimer's. So this stuff is supposed to boost your capacity and prevent that happening. And there's lots of research around that. So very excited about that. And now, of course, is the time to start. If you're watching this and you're in your middle years or even younger, now's the time. You don't wait until you get the first signs of memory loss or confusion. Much easier to prevent than cure, obviously. The other thing I need to update you on is the hormone harmony, which is I'm coming towards the end of my first month now. I'm actually tapering it down rather than just stopping because I have had good response. I think, bar various things have been happening in privately in my life, I've actually noticed improved sleep and less sweating. And last night, though, was an exception because I only took one tablet instead of the three, and I did notice I sweated more. So I think I'll be reordering the hormone harmony. I think that's worked really well. This is not a channel that plugs anything. I'm not making any money from my recommendations, and of course, you need to research your own health solutions and consult a medical practitioner if you have any concerns. But most of the things that I do are simple interventions, because I basically believe we need to take back control of our own bodies and help ourselves to heal and get out of this medical model that says only experts can heal you. It's in fact not true. In fact, you can take back control, and that is what this channel is all about. We've got so used to assuming that we can't do anything. We're a passive recipient of healthcare. And something I learned from my own journey was that there's so many things you can do to change the trajectory of your health. And it's not just about hacking, biohacking. That's a very left brain kind of cognitive approach. My approach is more to do with somatics and the body and the biopsychosocial model, that every healing journey and every body is in a state of flux along a spectrum. And you're not either 100% well or 100% ill. You're always somewhere along that spectrum. And we kind of move along and back again, depending what's happening in our lives, the social connections we have, the kind of biology that's going on in our bodies, what our genetic tendencies are, and the stresses. Stress is such a big part of what turns on genes and creates certain health or disease states. And so remembering you're on a spectrum and that the events of your life, whether they're current events or past events, of course, that's my specialism, looking at trauma and how that impacts the body. Everything comes into this idea that the mind and body is not a separate thing. You don't have only a mind issue or only a body issue. You always have this combination. And in fact, my first four books were written as the mind-body collection. They're a collection of four books that range from looking at trauma. That's the first book. The second book looked more at the microbiome. The third looked at cellular aging, which is really interesting because methylene blue, that's another benefit of methylene blue, is it slows down cellular aging. And the final one was looking at the energetic and light-based component of the human experience, because we don't realize, but we absorb photons as well, light particles. And so we actually we work on a sort of electrochemical basis. But the important point is that the mind and the body communicate in many, many different ways. And therefore, you cannot separate out one thing or another, as modern medicine does and says that's a psychological issue and this is a physical issue. And we even have separate arms of medicine that deal with that, psychiatry and or general medicine. So Ellen Langer, actually, Dr. Ellen Langer has done a lot to promote this idea that you can think of the mind and the body as a unity. She calls it mind-body unity, which is a lovely phrase. And she's done experiments to show that people's expectations of things will change the way that their bodies play out, you know, in terms of health and symptoms and their experiences. So I'll link in actually some of her work because it's really important. So once we understand that we are a collaboration, if you like, of mind, body, and not just our bodies, but also the bodies of all the organisms that live in and on us. That's the microbiome understanding. Then we understand that whatever is happening in our lives right now impacts our body, and our body state also impacts our mood. And so it's a multifactorial issue. You can't resolve anything by just one intervention targeted at one thing, which is how modern medicine works, certainly in the pharmaceutical approach. You know, you target one thing. Then what happens is you get side effects because you're not looking at this as a unity or a web of interactivity. You're looking at it as a sort of biochemical chain reaction. And then you get a side effect, which then has to be treated with another medicine, ad infinitum. And so that's why so many people, I think, are finding it difficult to recover from long-term chronic conditions, is because the approach we're following is pretty mad. It's ineffective, very expensive, and what it does is create a medical model that that focuses profit as the most important thing. And certainly some, you know, some parts of the medical machine are profiting hugely. Whilst those of us at the bottom are finding it very difficult to access health services right now because the money is being drained upwards. So it is a bit mad. I really encourage you, either from what you learn on my site or, and please do investigate some of the many videos. I've got over 400 now, on different aspects of mind-body healing. So from the psychological trauma-based things through to anxiety states, through to some of the more physical symptomology that you're likely to come across and what you can practically do to help yourself. That's what I'm all about. That's what I promote. And that's what I help people do when they come and see me, is access an altered state of being, okay, and get themselves into a healing state, because most people are not. They're stuck in stress response, fight and flight, and that downregulates all your healing mechanisms. So if you want to get out of that, you know where I am. Take care, everyone. Speak soon. Bye for now. Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.